Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of March 7th through the 14th. And I'm talking about the solar energy in this week ahead because we're going to have a very active sun, but we're also going to have an active Mars. And you guys that are into astrology knows this means we are going to be very personally involved in things this week ahead, or we're going to be very physically active. Now, the sun rules our ego needs and our physical involvement in situations, our image, our brand, and things like that, where Mars is about our desires, our passion, our anger, our drive and motivation. So the good thing is about this is that almost all aspects look really positive. So I do believe it is going to be one of those productive, off the charts kind of week. So, you know, here's the deal. You guys know from last week's show that we are now in Mercury retrograde in Pisces. This runs from March 5th through the 28th, and we're also in this new moon in Pisces, which runs from the 6th through the 20th. So our week ahead has both those things going on in the background. And where the sun, where this solar energy is coming into play is in Pisces. So as we are kind of looking into the past for what we want to reconnect with or let go or get, you know, something reworked, or where we're giving some space to a current situation or exiting a scene, or we're reworking that ongoing scenario because of Mercury retrograde, and where we're also feeling like, hey, we're seeing some headway here, we're moving forward because of the new moon, maybe starting up something new or taking this ongoing scenario forward in some new level. The sun is really what it's going to be about this week. So that means we are showing up. We're making it about our needs. We are maybe involving our name or our title or our brand or image or, you know, identity in some way. Or we're physically involved, right? And so when we're talking about Pisces, that means that this can be something in the artistic realm that we're really going to get very busy about this week. So it could be about film or music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, theater, whatever your muse is calling you guys to do. It can be the spiritual realm, so there could be more prayer, more meditation, more yoga. There could be an interest in your own psychic abilities, something magical going on. There could be some connection from beyond the veil if you're getting signs or dreams and things like this. This is all Pisces territory. It can be romantic, so there can be more time where you're pulling back from the reality of life and either, like, you know, secreting away with somebody or having time for that romantic tryst or that getaway of some sort. Pisces can be clandestine romance, so, you know, take care with that, because also Pisces rules secrets and deceptions. We know with all this shifting, you know, back and forth energy between retrograde and forward motion with the new moon that some things can come out now, so you want to be careful with that side of things. Also, Pisces rules institutions. So if you're dealing with, you know, you want to go to the spa, you want to take a retreat, you want to go into the hospital and have something done, institutions, or maybe you're going to visit somebody in the hospital more during this week ahead, you know. So this is favored as well. Also, research, investigations, anything where you're digging into information. And then if you have a bad habit, if I know I have a few, or if there's an addiction, if it's more serious, you know, this can be a really important week to get in there, find some help, start to do what you need to do to take care of that, right? And so that's a lot to pick and choose from. I'm sure, you know, one or two of those stand out to you guys. Obviously, there's a little bit more to each story when we start to go through the signs that I'll tell you about. But we want to look at the days here with this. So the sun is going to be active between Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, so showing up or making it about your needs with one of these themes. And this links in an opportunity alignment to Saturn, so we can see some kind of cementing of a personal goal or the career momentum and what you're trying to do with that, or what's going on with an authority figure in the mix, a boss, a parent, a judge, a teacher, director, mentor, someone like that. You know, Saturn wants you to get serious. So whether this is about structuring things so they're more supportive, or ending something that you're over, or tackling the responsibilities, or really shining on your ambition in the situation, this can help you with that between Friday and Saturday. Then on Wednesday the 13th, the sun moves into an opportunity alignment with Pluto. It's in the same territory. So again, we have this focus on connecting one of those Pisces themes and what we are showing up to do here with that authority figure or the career or that personal goal. But now with Pluto, you know, maybe we're kind of focusing on the financial side of this scenario, or the sexual attraction, or the reproductive need. If there's someone who has passed, or a birth, or a divorce, those themes could be part of this. So again, open door here, an easy platform to kind of move this thing forward in one way or the other on Wednesday. And then Wednesday, there is a second solar alignment, this one to Jupiter. Now, this is the only one in the entire week from these planets that is frictional, but it's frictional with Jupiter. And typically, you know, the worst case scenario with Jupiter is you go too overboard on something, so you do have to kind of watch out about that. But Jupiter is really focusing on, okay, so you're showing up with that Piscean theme, artistic, romantic, spiritual, institutional, research, tackling the bad habits or dealing with the secrets, you know. And then we've got this big thing going on with Jupiter, which would be something going on with travel or some situation at a distance, or something with education or media. Could be something legal, could be something with weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics. So there's, I don't know, guys. I mean, I would just say watch for that one and feel it out. There is growth opportunity in anything Jupiter touches. It's just like there's some kind of frictional energy involved in that one later on Wednesday. Then on Thursday the 14th, we have the fourth solar alignment, and this one is to Mercury retrograde. And so this is what's considered when the sun meets with Mercury retrograde during that 3.5-week period of the retrograde. That's considered your turning point or your midpoint of the retrograde. And so typically, whatever you guys have been trying to figure out with this Piscean theme, there can be that kind of aha moment, that turning point that, you know, you get the idea of what it's all been about, and you can now kind of, or, you know, maybe you guys are just so enlightened, you already know what it's about, but you can kind of see things themselves start to tip a little bit one way or the other with whatever you were going back over. And so at this point, you know, you might hear from somebody, or you might make a decision, or there could be a meeting or an agreement or a sale, the writing, the interviews, you know, anything Mercury related, honed in on that Piscean topic, allowing you to kind of start to now, you know, you're at the top of the mountain, now you're going to start to go down the other side to get out the other side of the retrograde, which ends on the 28th. So you can kind of look forward to that information or that decision on Thursday. So that's our solar energy. That's a lot of alignment from the sun. It's way more than is normal. So again, I do feel like it's an important week that we put our own needs forward, that we get out there and we get involved, that we kind of take the lead in a few situations here, whatever that might be for you. And then we also have Mars active in this week ahead. Now, Mars is playing out through Taurus. And so, you know, one of the alignments he is going to make is to this Piscean energy. And so it'll feel, you know, somewhat familiar as you go through all your solar stuff this week. But Mars in Taurus is trying to get us to motivate to do something about what we value, or if we are being valued, or to really get something going with our income or purchases, our products or possessions. And so on Sunday the 10th, it will form an opportunity alignment from that territory to the Piscean themes. So you can link income to that artistic pursuit or the institution, or you can link the purchase, you know, to the romantic getaway, or, you know, you can kind of cross back and forth between those two realms. Mars is definitely going to get you more passionate about it. If there's anger, you know, it's not typically an angry alignment, but Mars can always, you know, be a pistol, can always spark things up. So this would help you kind of clear the air if there's some of that going on, but it's more likely that it's about motivating you to do something or to react to something that's happening for you or to express that passion. And then on Thursday the 14th, Mars again will make an alignment. This one is a harmonic, another really great alignment. Mars is getting you busy with income, purchases, products, possessions. And now it's linking to this solid Saturn placement when it comes to the goals you've set there, or it comes to the career, or it comes to that authority figure. So if you've been out there trying to land the income, you might finally get in front of that person who can make a difference, or you hear back from them, or, you know, you set that goal in motion, or you achieve that goal. Same thing with, you know, what's going on with your purchases, the career momentum, and all of that. So the whole entire week overall looks just really, really stellar, very busy, and very productive. So let's look at how it breaks down for sign. Aries, you guys, straight up, very Piscean in this week ahead, the solar energy asking you guys to get in there and really make your needs known or get involved with that romantic desire, with your artistry, or just, you know, if it's not your own artistry, with what you like to do that is, you know, getting out into artistic outlets if you're going to concerts or theaters or whatever. Anything in your spiritual practices, you may have a breakthrough in this week ahead with this stuff. Anything you want to do with institutions or research, definitely very powerful week. Friday, Saturday, the 8th and 9th, Wednesday, the 13th, and Thursday the 14th. And remember that Thursday the 14th is that turning point. You guys might have your breakthrough moment, have that talk, hear that information you needed to know, or make that decision. I just urge everybody, you know, once you have this turning point, it makes it easier to kind of move forward because you know what you're dealing with. But I always think that it's probably best to make final decisions until the retrograde is over on the 28th, you know, because things are still, you know, you might change your mind. Give yourself a little bit of leeway, right? And then with Mars, you know, Mars is definitely, it's your ruling energy, Aries. It's spurring you to do something about your income or get out there and make those purchases or do something with your possessions or your products, or really get fired up about, are you being valued or what is it that you do value and what do you want to do about it? So Sunday the 10th, fantastic alignment with these Piscean themes of yours. And then Thursday the 14th can help you reach or set goals in that situation or deal with that higher up authority figure or, you know, focus this on the career objectives in some way. Really good alignments all week with this stuff, you guys. For Taurus, the solar energy with this Piscean theme really getting you guys to show up and work on whatever this is behind the scenes or with your research and development, your institutions, your artistic outlets, romance or spiritual practices. And it's linking you to get in there with friends or with a group or to do this online or to do this at gatherings. Think social, Taurus. It's very... it really kind of puts you right in the center stage, makes the spotlight on you, helps you take the lead there, make it about your needs and furthering them. The alignments are so open to you through this week. So Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, can help you cement something. And same thing with Wednesday, the 13th. And I can say for you guys, because these are forming alignments into the same sign, it really may link Friday through Wednesday together as one big swish of good stuff you guys can get done here with these well, with however it's playing out for you, signs up for Taurus with these friends or groups or online or any kind of social activity. Links to legal needs, travel plans, some big project you're involved in, anything with media or education or ceremonies or religion or politics. Think expansive, think growth oriented for you guys. There is that push on Wednesday, the one that's a little bit funky, which might tie in with some kind of financial or sexual need, or maybe you have to deal with something that is about a death or a birth or a divorce. So there'll be some of that there. But then by Thursday, you're at that turning point with your Mercury retrograde. Whatever you've been really trying to push through or figure out or rework with these friends groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, aspirations, well, then you should really kind of have some kind of idea about where you are with that. Now with Mars active in this week ahead, that's in your sign Taurus. So, gosh, as if the Tauruses are not fired up enough, Mars is going to give you guys all kinds of extra passion and motivation and, you know, heat you up and get you busy. And so the big days will be Sunday the 10th. Again, this is going to align with these social themes for you guys. So, you know, you're in there doing something on Sunday with this friend or online or with the group or at the gathering or, you know, towards your aspirations, and the door is open. By Thursday the 14th, there is something solid that is cementing here through your passions and drive and motivation that links to that legal, travel, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, or political theme, or whatever this huge big thing is that you're, you know, it's the big thing, the big project, the big goal, whatever this big expansive thing is that you're trying to go for. So that's kind of getting more solid on Thursday the 14th. All right, for Gemini, the Piscean energy playing out with your personal goals, with your career, and with your authority figures, and you are super duper busy in this week ahead with this. So you want to show up and make your needs known when it comes to your personal goal, or you want to get in there physically or tie your name or brand or image or needs to what's going on with your career or with this boss, parent, judge, director, teacher, mentor, or whoever the higher up type person is. These are really great alignments. Friday and Saturday, this can help you guys link this in some way to something financial or sexual, or if you are dealing with a death or a birth or a divorce, help you get in there and deal with what you need to there. Wednesday, same thing, only maybe even more powerful. Also, then something pushing a little bit with a particular individual on Wednesday. So this is kind of the over the top, or if there is a challenge, then this would be with the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the opponent, you know, somebody like that. By Thursday the 14th, you're at your turning point with the Mercury retrograde. So for Gemini, you know, you should have that kind of aha moment as far as like what you've been going back over and really trying to rework or release or rekindle in some way about this big goal or about your career or about this authority figure. So you might get news or make a decision on Thursday about that. Excuse me. Now with Mars, Mars is amping up in your 12th house, which is the house that, you know, Pisces naturally rules. So it's going to kind of emphasize even more strongly for the Geminis. You're going to almost feel like you have a dual thing going on here. Mars is getting you busy with your artistic pursuits, your romance, your spiritual practices, your institutions, and your research. So you can pick one or all of those things. If you need to tackle a bad habit or addiction, or if there is a secret or a deception, any of these things, Mars can get you motivated, get you expressing more passion. On Sunday the 10th, it links in this opportunity to the goals or the career or this authority figure, doors open. By Thursday the 14th, it links in a harmonic, again, another favorable alignment now to that financial or sexual interest or what's going on with the divorce, the death, the birth, or any kind of third-party situations you're working out. All of this looks pretty solid, guys, and time to motivate on this stuff. For Cancer, the Piscean energy is in the house of expansion. So this means you guys could really be showing up and getting involved in a legal matter or an educational pursuit, whether you're teaching or learning. This could be about you guys showing up and getting busier with a media project or some kind of marketing campaign. It could be religious or political. It could be a wedding or another ceremony. It could be a trip, or it could be something you're dealing with at a distance and you want to put your needs or your image or brand or name or title in with this scenario. Time to, make it about you in some way. So Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, this is a really good alignment to Saturn, which means you can involve the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney. You can deal with the competition. You can reach out to the advocate. Any kind of one-on-one relationships that you're bringing into this scenario should be helpful. Then on Wednesday the 13th, you again have a solid alignment with this person, and maybe a different person, but falls in that category, right? Maybe the same person, I don't know. But now you can bring in the Pluto themes. Maybe there's a financial side to this or a sexual side to this, or you're dealing with the divorce or a passing or a birth in the scenario. On Wednesday the 13th, there is that big push here with Jupiter, so there can be something that you have to deal with paperwork, hired help, coworkers, or with your health or a job or the animals in the situation. So just expect to be taken on a lot on Wednesday. And then by Thursday the 14th, you know, you have your turning point with the Mercury retrograde. So whatever you've been going back over and trying to figure out with this legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political theme, you should now either hear the news or get that information or make that decision, have that talk, you know, that'll kind of tip the scales a little bit and you'll know what you needed to do and you'll be ready to move on. Now, with Mars in this week ahead being active as well for Cancer, this is going to stir things up and get you active with friends or with groups or online or with astrology or charities or gatherings of some sort. Could really motivate you about your own aspirations or some kind of original project you're getting into. So Sunday the 10th, this is favorable for, you know, moving things along there. And linking that to that legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political theme. And by Thursday the 14th, again, a positive alignment, now helping you get something solidly in place with the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, or whoever this relationship is, you know, as you're doing this big social thing or focused on the aspirations or the original projects. All right, for Leo. The Pisces energy, very active solarly in this week ahead, putting a spotlight on you guys, asking you to show up, make it about you, get involved, put your name or brand or image or title into it or you know, be there in person, right? And so this can be about sex, you know, so hey, yay for the Leos, right? A very sexy week. Or this can be about a financial matter if you're dealing with a loan or the insurance or the taxes or whatever, you know, the financial topic might be. It can be about dealing with a divorce or a death or a birth. If something like that is going on right now, you would already know about it. And so you'd be getting in there and dealing with that. So these are favorable alignments helping you work this stuff. On Friday, Saturday, the 8th and 9th, it ties into something solid that you can deal with the paperwork or the hired help or the coworkers or the work itself or a health need or an animal situation in the mix. And by Wednesday the 13th, again, a replay of that opportunity, really powerful on that day. Now, there is a push on Wednesday that means that, you know, there might be something a little over the top or you have to, you know, push yourself a little bit more to make happen that involves a lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. So expect to have that you're juggling as well. And then by Thursday the 14th, you're at that turning point of your Mercury retrograde topics of financial or sexual interests or reproductive needs or the divorce or the death or the birth or the third parties. And so you might meet up with somebody and then it clicks and you know what's happening, or you hear what you've been waiting to hear, or you have that talk, or you make that decision. So Thursday the 14th kind of tips the scales with that. Now, with Mars being active in this week ahead as well, for Leo, this is going to stir up a lot of activity for you guys on the career front, or with fame or your reputation or status or some personal goal you're going after, or it could be about something getting into play with one of these authority type figures. And so Sunday the 10th, this is opportune, gets you motivated, gets something happening there, and links it to that financial or sexual arena, or to the divorce or the death or the birth or the third party situation or the reproductive need, you know, so the door is open there. And then on Thursday the 14th, again, a lot going on with this goal or career or fame or reputation or authority figure. Now we have something solid in play with the work or the health need or with the coworker or hired help or the paperwork or the animals in the situation. So, yes, we have to all motivate on these topics in this week ahead. All right, for Virgo, Pisces energy, all the solar focus on this means you guys are showing up and making your needs known. Focus on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or something you personally want, or just getting in there and getting involved and making yourself known in the situation. And for you guys, for Virgos, this is all about relationships. So you can get in there with that romantic partner or that business partner or the clients or the specialist if you need something done with your body or image, right, or brand, right, or the agent or attorney or publicist or some other kind of representative, or dealing with the competitor, you know, within reason, or dealing with, you know, or getting an advocate for something. So one-on-one scenarios, one-on-one connections, really big for the Virgos in this week ahead. And the aspects look really good. Friday and Saturday, it can help cement something one way or the other when it comes to love and lovers or creative projects or children or recreation with these key people. Wednesday the 13th, again, the door is open to that same territory, but now there might be a financial or sexual context to it, or you might have it, you know, something about the divorce is what's pushing this into place, or a death or a birth is pushing this into place in some way. There is the big frictional energy with Jupiter on Wednesday as well, so something really big going on involving your home or a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, a parent, a roommate, so you'll be juggling that as well. And then by Thursday the 14th, we have this turning point with Mercury retrograde. So whatever you've been going back to kind of rework, release, rekindle through the specialist, partner, client, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, or whoever this significant person is, you should hear the information or have the talk or make the decision. You know, something is kind of tipping it a little bit on Thursday the 14th. Now, for the Mars energy in this week ahead, for Virgo, this is also very active. And so, you know, you guys are getting motivated or passionate and you're doing something or reacting to something here. And this is going to focus either on legal or travel plans, educational pursuits, media or marketing interests, weddings or other ceremonies, or religion or politics. So any of those expansive arenas, Mars is stirring things up and getting you busy here on Sunday the 10th. And this aligns in this opportunity alignment with the partner or the clients or the specialist or agent or attorney or whoever this key relationship is, the door is open there. And then on Thursday the 14th, it forms a harmonic to the lover or love life or the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. And you can cement something there one way or the other. Well, I don't know which way you're trying to go with it, but definitely is helping you ease into that one way or the other. All right, for Libra, this is going quickly, isn't it, guys? It's just like a very cut and dry, straightforward week. It looks, I mean, obviously Mercury retrograde can still be, you know, mind-numbing, but it looks like we're really going to get a lot done, and it looks very favorable, so I think we can get through this pretty quickly. All right, Libra. When it comes to this Piscean solar influence that you guys are dealing with now, This is really getting you guys to show up, get more personally involved, get more physically involved, make it about you, your name, brand, image, title, needs, right? And it's about your work, or it's about what you're doing with coworkers or hired help or paperwork, or it's about your health. Get in there physically, do something about your health, or it's about your animals. Get out there and walk that dog and get involved with the animal charities, right? So those are your topics, and this looks really solid. Like on Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, this links in some kind of opportunity to something going on in your home or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with family, parents, roommates. And then on Wednesday, the 13th, the same exact alignment happens. Now you can also add in Pluto themes of maybe there's something financial in this context, or maybe there's something sexual playing out here, or something through the divorce or a death or a birth that is opening something up here. And then there's also this push with Jupiter on Wednesday, the 13th. So there is something here through a talk or meeting, a sale, an agreement, the writing, the interview, the offer, the decision. Or if it's more in the solid realm, there could be something really big going on with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your electronics or your vehicles in the mix. So you'll know it when you see it. You know, you got a lot to juggle. It's a very busy day on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, the 14th, you have that turning point with the Mercury retrograde. Libra, this helps you guys either hear that news or make that decision or have that aha moment breakthrough, so you know what it's all been about, and now you're ready to kind of take it to, you know, out the other side of the retrograde when it comes to your work, your health, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, or your hired help. Now, with the Mars energy being super busy as well, getting you guys all stirred up and passionate or motivated and driven, it's going to be about your sex life, or it's going to be about a financial matter that you're, you know, doing something about, or it's going to be about a divorce or a death or a birth or a third-party situation. So we see activity here on Sunday the 10th, and this links in this opportunity alignment to what you're doing with the coworker or the hired help or the paperwork in the situation, or what's happening with the health or the work or the animals in the situation. And then by Thursday the 14th, we have this harmonic, again, a nice aspect forming from this Mars activity to something solid in the home or about the home with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the roommate, the parent, the family. So something is cementing there with your financial or sexual interests or what you're dealing with that divorce or death or birth. All right, for Scorpio, the Pisces energy in this week ahead, very busy and asking you guys to show up and get, you know, get personally involved, make it about your needs, get physically involved, tie in your name or brand or image or title or body. It's about you in this mix, right? And the focus for Scorpio is on their lover or love life, their kids, their creative projects, or recreational pursuits. So you can do all of that if you want, or just one or two of those things. The days that are really going to call you into play are going to be Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, when you can have some kind of really solid, maybe a long-term commitment or a decision is made that really solidifies something. Saturn is trying to get you serious with your communications here in this situation. So you could hear news or get an offer. You could get into that talk or meeting. You could have the short trip or the local activity about it. There could be some writing or an interview or a sale. There could be a decision that you're making. For some Scorpios, this could tie in with the neighbor, the siblings, the vehicles, the electronics in some way. And this same exact combination repeats on Wednesday the 13th, but now it has a financial or a sexual context to it, or we hear about a divorce or a death or a birth in this situation that opens something up in this flow. You know, I can't imagine what that might be, but there you have it. And then we have this push with the Jupiter energy on Wednesday. Wednesday, which means something big is in the mix that has to do with being valued or what you value or your income, your purchases, your possessions, or your product. So somehow that's getting pushed in a big way as it relates to what you're doing about the lover, the kids, the creative project, or the recreation. And by Thursday the 14th, you have that turning point with your Mercury retrograde. So whatever you've been trying to think out or the news you've been waiting on or the decision you're ready to make, you should have that in play there with what's going on with the love interest, the kids, the creative project, or recreation. Now, with Mars also being active in this week ahead and making some really great alignments, looks like you're going to be really passionate or really busy with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, any kind of representative, any advocates, you know. So Scorpio, it's relational. Sunday the 10th, this is in play and links in this opportunity alignment to love or creative projects or recreation or the kids. And by Thursday the 14th, it helps you cement, again, something going on through the talk or meeting, the offer, the agreement, the sale, the writing, the interview, or something local or through short trips or with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. Oy, ay, ay. All right, for Sagittarius. Pisces energy in this week ahead, really getting you guys to show up and get more personally or physically involved. The spotlight is on you. The aspects are really favorable. You guys are showing up and either making your needs known or putting your name or title or brand or image or body into the equation or, you know, getting more physically active here. And it's focused on your home, on any real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates. And so Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, this can help cement something tied to income or purchases, possessions and what you're doing with them, or your products and what you're doing with them. On Wednesday, the 13th, same combination exists, but it adds even more financial context. So it can be income plus what's happening with the loan or the mortgage or, you know, the alimony or whatever that out, or the insurance, the taxes, et cetera. Or it can be sexual. So if you're valuing sex and here it's playing out at home, you can have a good old time on Wednesday. The big push is with Jupiter on Wednesday, so that is in your sign, Sag, so there could be something physical, personal that you're pushing yourself to do more of, expansion in some way, so you'll feel that out, I suppose, as you get to it. By Thursday the 14th, you have your turning point with the Mercury retrograde, and so whatever you've been trying to go back to and figure out and rework, release, rekindle, you now either get the news or the offer or make the decision or have that talk on Thursday the 14th that can help you with which way you're going with the home, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. Now, with Mars also being very active in this week ahead, Sag, this is going to get you guys amped up, passionate, motivated, busy about your work, your health, the animals, any coworkers or hired help or paperwork. Also, I should say, Sag could get you guys motivated to organize or clean if you got a big cleaning project or organizational thing you got to get into. So Sunday the 10th, this is busy. It's opportune. It links to the home or the family, the parents, the roommates, the real estate deals, moves, or renovations. And Thursday the 14th, it's harmonic, it's in good flow, and it links positively to your income or your purchases, your possessions or your products and what you're doing with them. So there you have it. All right, for Capricorn, Piscean energy in this week ahead, really putting a spotlight on you guys. Capricorn, you guys need to really focus on your needs or your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, showing up, getting involved, any of these things. And you want to focus this through talks or meetings, sales or agreements, writing or interviews, short trips or local activities, or anything going on with a brother, sister, neighbor, your vehicles or electronics. So Friday and Saturday, this forms a favorable alignment to you, Saturn in your sign, getting serious about something that you are ambitious about or you want to end or you want to make a commitment to in this equation. By Wednesday the 13th, again, that alignment takes place, but now you can transform something, change something, go deeper with on a personal or physical level here, tie in the financial or the sexual, the reproductive, the divorce, the death, the birth, themes, reasons behind what's going on with you as you're making some kind of powerful change, you know, that's in an opportune alignment through these conversations or decisions. And then there's also this big push with Jupiter, which is saying something big in the mix with a hospital, spa, retreat, or other institution, or with research or investigations, or with a romance, or with something artistic or spiritual you are doing, or to tackle a secret or a deception or a bad habit or addiction in the picture. And then by Thursday the 14th, you guys have that turning point with your Mercury retrograde. And so there should be that moment where you hear the news, have the talk, have the meeting, make the sale, sign the agreement, get the offer, you know, or you have that big moment with the brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities that lets you know, what you've needed to know, and you can start to kind of finesse that as you go through the rest of the retrograde. Now, with Mars also active in this week ahead, this is going to stir up passion and get you guys motivated. It's in making positive alignments, and it's focused on what's going on with your love life or lover, or it's focused on children, or it's focused on creative projects or recreation. So Sunday the 10th, we see something in play here linking favorably to that news or talk or decision or meeting or short trip or local activity, the agreement, the sale, the writing, the interview. And then by Thursday the 14th, we see something cementing for you in some solid way, something that can help you in something or make that long-term commitment or get ambitious about things that are about your needs, your body, your image, your brand, your title, your involvement with this lover or with the kids or with the creative projects or with the recreational pursuit. All right, for Aquarius, the Pisces energy in the week ahead, with all this solar influence, the sun is shining on your income, your purchases, your products, and your possessions, asking you to show up, get more personally involved, tie your name, your brand, your image, your body, your title into this, or make yourself get more physically involved in what you're going for here. This door is open on Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, linking to something artistic or spiritual or romantic in the mix, or something involving an institution or your research and development. And the same thing goes for Wednesday, the 13th. However, now there may be a financial context to this that's even bigger, or something sexual playing out, or you might be dealing with, some next step with the divorce or the death or the birth. Again, it's an opportunity alignment that's helping you move something forward there. There is this big push with Jupiter on Wednesday the 13th, so there could be something big going on with a friend, the group, the gathering, the internet, astrology, charities, or an aspiration of yours in the mix. So plan on dealing with that as well. By Thursday the 14th, you're at your Mercury retrograde turning point. And so whatever you've been trying to rework, release, rekindle when it comes to your income or your purchases or your possessions or your products or your values to that level as well, then you can either maybe hear the news or get the offer or have that aha moment where you figure something out, make a decision, and then you're kind of moving through the rest of the retrograde having gotten this moment. Now, Mars is also active in the week ahead. So Mars stirs passion, it motivates you, it gets you physically active as well. And for Aquarius, this will be in the home or about the home or with a real estate deal or a move or a renovation, or it can be stirring you up to do things with or about the family, a roommate, the parent. So very much there at the core root of your chart. And on Sunday the 10th, this is active in making an opportunity alignment to earning money or a purchase or your what you're doing with your possessions or products in the mix. And by Thursday the 14th, it's forming a solid harmonic, which can help you cement something with that romantic or artistic or spiritual interest or the institution or the research or tackling that bad habit or addiction or the dealing with the deception or secret in the story. So there you got it. All right, for Pisces, the Pisces energy that's active in this week ahead is all about you guys. So obviously, right, the sun is shining on you, really putting a spotlight on your body, on your image, on your brand, on your name, your title, your personal needs and desires, your physical involvement in things, how you are taking the lead, how you're making it about you. So Friday and Saturday, we have this in play. It's linking solidly to something with a friend or the group or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings. Or it can be linking solidly to a personal aspiration you have for yourself or some kind of original project or invention that you're involved in that spotlights you. By Wednesday the 13th, the same alignment occurs. So again, you're in there in this social or aspirational or original kind of context, making it about you. But now we have Pluto here. So now this could be, you know, financial doors that are in flow here, or something sexual opening up, or something through the divorce or death or birth that is allowing this next step to take place. So going deeper, having changes. And then there's also this push with Jupiter on Wednesday, which means there is some kind of really big goal or something big on the career front or with fame or reputation or with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director. So you're juggling all of that on Wednesday. And then by Thursday, the 14th, you have your Mercury retrograde turning point, so whatever you've been trying to go back and either let go of or rekindle or rework about yourself, or that has taken you back to something that was important to you, then you should have that news or offer or make that decision or have that aha moment where you get something in it and it all kind of makes sense on Thursday the 14th. Now, with Mars also active in this week ahead, this can stir up passion, it can motivate you and get you busier or get you reacting to things. Pisces, this is really going to play out through a lot of information communication, so it can really stir things up through talks and meetings and agreements and sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions. But it could also be more physical where you're just seeing a lot more going on locally or with some short trips or with a brother or sister or neighbor or with your vehicles or electronics. And so Sunday the 10th, you've got all of this really stirred up with your Mars energy and linking in this opportunity alignment to you, to Neptune in your sign. So the door is open there to something that you are doing or wanting. And then by Thursday the 14th, we have this harmonic alignment that is helping you solidify something through this Mars activity with the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the gathering, or with your personal aspirations or original projects. So that's it, guys. One heck of a busy, busy week for all of us. I wish everybody the best of luck. You guys can find me, Zoe Moon, over on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Also on Twitter and Instagram and I don't know what all the other places are. And look for me there or look for the links when you read the weekly over there at the link I just gave you guys. All right. I hope that was just a perfect Mercury retrograde way for me to wrap up the show, wasn't it? Blah, 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 blah. All right. I hope you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.